If you've lived in Bloomington Normal long enough, you can probably rattle off at least a couple speed traps, those little hiding spots where local police always set up shop looking for speeders. A new GLT analysis of speeding tickets reveals all of the most ticketed intersections in town, plus the most common days and times to get a ticket. But as Ryan Denham and Mary Cullen report, what all those tickets also show is two neighboring police departments with very different approaches to enforcement.
You don't need to tell Glenda Jackson that people drive too fast on Hershey Road. She already knows. She's a crossing guard for Stevenson Elementary School on Bloomington's east side, spending 2 hours every day helping kids at Hershey and Arrowhead Drive. That's one of the most ticketed intersections in Bloomington Normal for speeding. Jackson has seen lots of people pull over and plenty of close calls as her students try to cross the street.
And it could be because it's like a winding road, and perhaps the motorists think they're on a raceway rather than a regular road. You know, I think they just like going around that those curves.
Hershey is one of the hottest hotspots in Bloomington Normal for speeding tickets, according to a GLT analysis of citations from local police. That same analysis shows different approaches to speeding by Bloomington Police and Normal Police. Normal Police write a lot of tickets, over 2,600 last year, and they're on a similar pace in 2018. That's 10 times as many as Bloomington Police. Normal's 2017 tally was also higher than other larger downstate metro communities such as Springfield, Peoria, and Decatur. Bloomington Police wrote 274 tickets in 2017. That's less than one per day. That's a steep decline from just 10 years ago when BPD would write over 2,400 each year. That was before Bloomington eliminated its traffic enforcement division.
GLT's analysis of local speeding tickets shows if you're driving in Normal, definitely obey the speed limit during the noon hour on Wednesdays, especially on Main Street between the entrance to Fairview Park and Gregory Street. Those are the most frequently ticketed time, day, and location in Normal.
Six of the top 10 most ticketed locations in Bloomington are on Hershey Road, led by its intersections with Arrowhead, Ridge, and Morningside.
And the speediest speeder stopped by Bloomington Police appears to be someone caught around 4:30 in the afternoon, February 9th this year, at White Eagle and Sable Oaks in a residential area near Gaelic Park on the far east side. That driver was allegedly going 80 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says Normal Police's traffic division includes two officers at a time. Each work four 10-hour shifts, so the town has officers devoted to traffic from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. throughout the week.
I don't think traffic safety is anything that we should apologize for. I think the fact that when we look at it year in and year out, and the number of fatalities that we have or we don't have, we have a relatively low number compared to other agencies. It's nothing that I'm going to apologize for. I think it's certainly something that we would tout.
Gorman says another option that's largely been ruled out is reducing the city's default speed limit from 30 to 25 miles per hour. He says the commission may still recommend creating a process for certain neighborhoods to request that, but a citywide approach didn't gain traction. Brad Williams likes that idea. He's the president of the Dimmitts Grove Neighborhood Association and brought his concerns to Schmidt. Williams points to Front Street, where he said he's seen drivers going 50 miles per hour, taking advantage of its wide design and few stoppages.
We're not talking about slowing traffic down on Veterans Parkway and other areas, just in residential areas and places where there's a lot of people, a lot of pedestrian traffic. It needs to slow down.
Ken Bays from Bloomington Police says it's unclear whether a citywide change from 30 to 25 would actually slow things down. Those who break the law might just continue to do so.
And I think ultimately, yes, it would be very challenging for us.
A similar neighborhood-driven change happened in 2017. That's when speed limits were reduced from 40 and 35 miles an hour down to 30 on the north end of Hershey Drive, generally between Rainbow Avenue and Fort Jesse Road. That change was supported by residents of the nearby Spring Ridge neighborhood and their alderman, Johnny Painter. Painter declined to be interviewed for this story. That's one of the reasons why so many tickets are given on Hershey Road today. Crossing guard Glenda Jackson sees that every day. She lives in the area, too. She's gotten to know the Bloomington police officer who's most often there on Hershey writing tickets.
He is phenomenal. He catches those speeders left and right. And there, I mean, I've seen him do as many as three or four speeders in the 1 hour that I'm there on the corner in the morning.
Reporting for GLT, I'm Ryan Denham.
And I'm Mary Cullen.
You can see an interactive map showing the most ticketed intersections in Bloomington Normal at our website, wglt.org.